tired of telling yourself, tomorrow, things will be different, only to find yourself trapped in the same patterns of binge eating, people pleasing, or just constant stress? Well, that ends now. Welcome to Ditch the Binge. I'm Renee Sager. And on this show, I'm going to teach you the tools you need to pick up sanity around food, the mindset shifts for unbreakable self-respect, and the guts to be unapologetically yourself. Let's go. Hey, before we get started with this week's episode, I want to let you know about a workshop that I'm going to be doing that is coming up, and it is all about getting bold. If you are one of my listeners that is someone who wants to care less about what other people think, you feel like there's just this part of you that is untapped, and you know that the second guessing and going back and forth and just holding back is ultimately holding you back. This workshop is for you. I've had people ask me, is this just for business owners? No, if you are a business owner and you're like, I'm kind of tired of doing everything light, like just being obsessed about what other people think, this workshop will help. If you're just a normal person with a job and you're like, I am so tired of being in my head obsessed about what other people think, I want to live it up. Like, I want to get out there, speak up and show up and be more myself, this will help. The dates are still TBD. However, you do need to get signed up. So check the show notes, drop your name on the wait list, and then shortly after that, you'll be sent a form. Please fill that out. It's just a few questions. It helps me make sure that the workshop is tailored to specifically what you want. Now, I don't know if you've attended any of my workshops before, but I don't often do them like the quote unquote normal way. So just be prepared for something a little bit different, and also show up to get the most out of it. Show up, do the work. You will come out a different person. See you there. All right. The five reasons why nothing you've tried has worked. Anytime I'm on a consult with someone or we're just chatting in the DMs, I almost always hear some kind of thing such as, I've tried everything. There's nothing I haven't tried. I've been dealing with this for 20 plus years. So, you know, it can feel defeating when you feel like you've tried everything. I can also promise that you haven't, because every client that I've worked with has, well, I don't know, maybe there's been like three or four that didn't try a bajillion things. But like, for the most part, everyone says that they've tried everything. And lo and behold, during our work together, they're like, oh, I can't believe I made this change. I'm feeling so much better. Thank you. So I promise you have not tried everything, but I just want to cover the five main reasons why what you've tried hasn't worked, because you can feel kind of crazy. You can be like, am I broken? Like, am I just destined to be struggling with this for my entire life? I know I certainly felt that way. So the first reason, and listen, some of you are not going to like this. Some of you are not going to like any of these, but specifically this first one. And that is the reason nothing has worked for you so far is that you started focusing on weight loss before you were ready. Now, this is why we go on a diet or Weight Watchers or a food plan or a detox or whatever, for the most part, to begin with, right? Is to lose weight. But it's going to backfire. You've probably experienced this. If you look at your history of dieting, if you look at your, you know, your weight, it's like up and down, up and down, up and down. You can do good for a few months. You can do good for a few weeks. And then lo and behold, the other shoe drops and you're like, WTF? How? You never actually changed your relationship with food. You were just like, I got to get this weight off. I don't care. Tell me what to eat. I'm desperate. Again, been there, done that multiple times. And it worked in the beginning, and it probably worked really well. At least I know it did for me in the very, very beginning. Like, can you remember the first diet that you went on? Oh my God, it was amazing. It was amazing. And then we go on another one and another one and another, and then like attempt 57. It's like, why isn't this working the way that it once did? And we're still chasing weight loss, still chasing like changing our body. I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I don't think there's nothing wrong with wanting to do those things, your body, your choice, your life, do whatever you want. But if you're someone that's tried everything and it's not worked, this is probably one of the main reasons why. You come out the gate too hot, just focusing on weight loss, and it will backfire. You have to change your relationship with food and other things, which I'm going to cover in this episode of a couple numbers down, but just focusing on weight loss is not going to last. Two, you didn't learn how to be with discomfort. You got the plan, you got the program, you got the food in the mail, you got the shake powder, you got the shots or whatever you do now, and it worked for a minute, and then life hits you in the face. And you're like, I don't know what to do. This is too much. I better eat. I better eat to take the edge off. There's nothing wrong with emotional eating. I do it. Recently went to Chicago, definitely ate some meals where I was like, I'm not hungry, but I definitely want to eat this, so I'm going to eat it. Because eating is an emotional thing. Eating is a comfortable thing. There's nothing wrong with emotional eating. However, when it's your only tool in life for dealing with life, it's not fun because you don't feel like you have a choice. You're like, well, I just have to eat now. I just have to eat or not eat, right? It's just one or the other. And that is a miserable way to live. When you do not have the skills, when you do not have the tools, when you do not have the ability to be able to be not okay, it makes for a very uncomfortable life. Like, we seek out food to soften the discomfort, but ultimately it makes everything worse. It makes everything more uncomfortable because then we feel gross after, then we feel guilt, then we have to lie, then we feel shame, then we have to start over the next day. And again, nothing wrong with emotional eating, but if it's your only way to cope with life, if every single night it's the thing that you're doing to make you feel okay, that can make for more discomfort. We have to learn how to be able to be uncomfortable, to not be okay all of the time, because cool things in life demand that we are uncomfortable at times. There's no way around it. The third reason why nothing has worked long term, because long term, I don't know if I specified that in the beginning, but I'm talking long term here, and I'm going to talk about this in this third one, is that most things work short term. And this is because, number three, you are successfully restricting. Again, it was probably way easier in the beginning. You got lucky. Most people can successfully restrict for a small period of time. And you think, oh, this is my new normal. This is just the way I'm going to live now. I'm just going to eat Whole 30. But then something happens, life comes at you, and you realize you weren't really like changing how you eat. You weren't really changing anything. You were just successfully restricting. You were just pushing through. You were just white knuckling. You were just using willpower, which fades over time. And it works until it doesn't. Every new plan that we start, we are hit with hope, excitement, anticipation of what our body is going to look like in 3 months. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's not really funny, but also it's kind of funny because we've all been there, like bamboozled a billion times. And it's just like this, I mean, you're getting sold what you want to hear, right? It's like, you're going to be like 3 minute abs and just eat this and you're going to feel amazing. And the marketing is great and you believe it. And then you do it and you're like, damn, that wasn't it. And it sucks. But it's good to know that it's not you. None of these things are like you're broken and destined to be like this forever. And I believe that. Like, if we have a consult call and I hear where you're at and I hear what you want and I believe I can help you, I will help you. Like, I don't have any doubt about this. Any doubt. You aren't like the one person that can't get it, which everyone thinks. Everyone thinks I'm the one person that can't get it. If I let myself eat, I'm never going to stop eating. That is the most common thought. That is what everyone thinks. Okay, sidetrack, coming back. All right, the fourth reason why nothing has worked long term. This is kind of piggybacking on the last one. I mean, they're all kind of connected. But number four is the plan was just too aggressive or restrictive. I mean, I see some of these plans. Like, I look back at things that I tried, like the grapefruit diet and the cabbage soup diet. Oh my gosh. Like, what? Or even the food that I was eating when I was going to Emotional Overeaters Anonymous and Food Addicts Anonymous meetings. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's no wonder after 3 days, I was going to the grocery store, hitting the discount baked food racks and plowing through 10-inch pies in my car, like alone, hoping no one was going to catch me. The plan was so aggressive and so restrictive that it was like, of course I wasn't going to be able to adhere to it. And this kind of brings up the 75 hard thing. Listen, if you want to do 75 hard, if you don't know what 75 hard is it's like no sugar, 3 meals, and you have to work out twice a day, and one workout has to be outside, and you do it for 75 days, and you have to like drink like 10 gallons of water a day or something like that. I don't know. Something like that. 2 workouts, clean eating, meals, blah, blah, blah. Fine. If you're like, I'm bored, I want to see what I'm made of, this sounds like a cool challenge, great. Do it. Who cares? I don't. Don't talk about it on social media, though, please, because no one else cares either. or do, whatever. Do your thing. But when we reach for 75 hard or Whole 30 or no flour, no sugar to resolve our food issues, when you're like, I just need like to really tighten it up. Like I just really need to get serious about this. You have set yourself up for failure. I'm sorry. Because going back to the number one is that you got to change your relationship with food. Just like doubling down on rules and restrictions is not going to give you what you want. It will work temporarily. It will. Long term, if you don't want to be in this cycle 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 1 year from now, you have to actually do something different. And if you've done things like 75 hard, like Whole 30, like these challenges and these workshops and these, for God's sake, why are there so many gut reset programs out there? Maybe I'm just ignorant to the whole gut thing, but I'm just like, where did this come from? Like, why are so many women trying to get you on a gut protocol? I don't know. I should probably learn more about it before I talk about it, but I'm just like so over hearing about it. But those aren't the things that we need. If you genuinely want to change, like stop binge eating, change your body, change your food, you got to change how you view your body and how you view your food. Okay, number five. You changed your food, but nothing else. Not how you manage stress, not how you prioritize yourself, not how you speak up or don't, not your body image, kind of like what I was just talking about. All of these plans are essentially the same thing, which is just, it's like a new jigsaw puzzle, but the picture's always the same. And it's like just such a sad picture. You just hate it. Every time you're like, oh God, this picture, ugh. But these puzzles were different. These were wood pieces and these were glass pieces and these were no edge pieces and these were, you know, weird pieces that stuck together great and didn't stick together. But it's the same picture every single time. We have to change more than just your food. Now, this can feel daunting. This can be like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm ready for all this. Like, this feels like so much work. This feels like so much struggle. And I mean, I guess, I mean, it requires thought, it requires energy, but no more than struggling for the next 5 or 10 years with food and weight, for sure not. And the outcome is incredible. So yeah, you may need to put a little effort in up front, but you know what you get at the end? Not just a different relationship with food, but a different relationship with yourself, which kind of sounds a little cheesy, but like it's true. I hear from women that, you know, ran their first ultra marathon. She's like, got through her food because we address the food stuff, and I promise binge eating is the first thing to go. And then it's like, how do I want to be? What kind of woman, mother, employee, sister, friend, daughter, what kind of person do I want to be in this life? Because if you've been struggling with food, it is a life suck. It gets in the way of the opportunities that you find for yourself. How many times has your body image gotten in the way of that? I'm too fat. I'm too this. I'm too soft. My arms are gross. I don't want to wear that. What are they thinking of me? I'm not going to get in the camera. It can steal your entire life. And then you throw more money on another diet, another plan, and then you stay in the same cycle. You get to change. You get to change. Because I believe how you feel around food directly connects to your own self-confidence. If your food feels like a mess, if you don't trust yourself on how to feed yourself, there is no way that will not ripple into your own self-confidence and how you show up at work, how you show up as a parent, how you show up as a partner, how you show up in social settings. When you feel like you're taking care of yourself, you're prioritizing yourself, you're eating in a way that feels good, you're hanging out with people that you enjoy, you're spending your time doing the things that you genuinely want to do, you're no longer in the comparison cycles and the maybe this is going to make me happy, maybe this is going to make them like me, maybe I should just do this and second guessing everything. When you get out of that, you start to really uncover who you are. Because our food is such a distraction. Obsessing over 5 pounds, 7 pounds, 10 pounds, the scale is a distraction from everything you want. Believe it or not, like more obsession about food and weight is not the way out. Yes, we have to focus on it to a certain degree, of course. But at a certain point, you're just doing the same puzzle. We have to do separate things. So I hope this offers you a little clarity. No, you're not broken. No, you're not crazy. No, you're not the one person that can't figure this out. If you are listening to this and you're like, okay, I'm going to bite. I'm kind of curious about what this lady's up to. I'm interested in really like taking care of this and going through the summer and into the holidays. I know it's only whatever month it is, April, that like thinking about Thanksgiving is feels like forever away, but like it's not. It's just around the corner. And when we do this now, you get to actually enjoy the holidays or the summer with your kids or dinners on the weekends. So if you're interested in working together, check out the show notes. There will be a form for you to fill out. Once I receive that, I will send a link and we can set up a call. I can tell you more about working together, different options that we have and how I see all of that going down. So I guess that's all I've got for today. Thanks for being here. I will be back next week. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode and you're interested in learning the different ways we can work together, be sure to check out reneesager.com or give me a follow over on Instagram at reneesager. Slide into those DMs. I love getting to chat with you. And if you haven't, I would greatly appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you listen to it on. All right. Thanks for being here and stay ballsy.